pues.
Coming up this Sunday, October the 8th at 7:30 p.m., the String Quartet in Residence here at the MU School of Music will have a recital. The leader of that quartet is Ava Sakey. She's MU School of Music professor of violin, and she's my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Ava, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
The String Quartet in Residence is named the Esterházy Quartet. For those who are not familiar, can you give us a little introduction to why that name and who the ensemble is named after?
Our string quartet is named after the patron of the father of the string quartet, and that is Franz Joseph Haydn. Haydn worked for Prince Esterházy over several decades, during which he developed various genres of classical music, including the symphony and also the string quartets. The work that we're going to perform on October the 8th is Quartet Opus 20, number 5, a part of a set of 6 quartets that essentially established the genre of string quartet composition from a historical standpoint for generations to come, actually all the way up to today. Composers today, contemporary composers who are interested in writing string quartets, would never really attempt one without very, very detailed study of the Haydn string quartets.
And on your recital this Sunday, there will be a work that has a direct tie to Prince Esterházy's patronage, yeah?
Yes, and that is the group of 6 quartets, Opus 20. They go Opus 20, 1 through 6. We are playing the one, number 5, in F minor. And this set of 6 quartets is sometimes referred to as the Sun Quartets. They were the third set of 6 that Haydn composed in a span of 3 years, and essentially established, as I said before, established the form and the genre the exactly the same way as he succeeded in doing with symphonies. So when we think about string quartets, Haydn is the first name to come to mind. After that, Mozart, Haydn, Beethoven, Schubert, Brahms, going on all the way to Bartok and Prokofiev and Shostakovich, everybody certainly has excelled in the composition of string quartets, all of it based on the structure that was established by Haydn.
We were talking before we went on mic, and I found this interesting. Ava was explaining to me that Haydn essentially invented the string quartets, modeling it on a work for 4 voices.
Yeah.
And that before the 1770s, there was no such thing as a string quartet. There was a quartet for voices.
Well, certainly choral works we always think of essentially as 4-part writing, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. In instrumental music, there were different types of ensembles. Trio sonatas, for example, where you would have actually a flute, a keyboard, and a bass instrument, a gamba, who would be doubling the bass line. That was a much, much spread and very popular during the time of the early Baroque and early classics. This idea of writing individual parts for 4 individual instruments is something that started with Haydn in the form that we have today.
And other composers picked up the mantle, including Beethoven, and you've got a Beethoven work on the program as well from what is defined as his middle period, near the end of the middle period.
That's right. The Beethoven we're going to perform is the Beethoven String Quartet in F minor, Opus 95. And yes, it is in the grouping of 16 string quartets by Beethoven, the end of what we refer to as the middle period. Written sometime between 1810 and 1814, And it coincides with the time that Napoleon had entered Vienna. This was a very disturbing fact, and politically as well as socially, and many of Beethoven's aristocratic friends had actually fled the city. Beethoven, however, remained. And I think the music of this quartet has a way of expressing the emotions of uncertainty, of being emotionally disturbed, and great deal of stormy, dramatic music that depicts the period. The last work on our program is String Quartet No. 1 by Erwin Schulhoff. Schulhoff is a Czech composer and pianist. He was one of the figures in the generation of European musicians whose successful careers were prematurely terminated by the rise of the Nazi regime in Germany, and whose works have been rarely noted or performed in the past. Recently, his music has benefited from renewed interest in the music of composers during the period of the Nazi regime in Germany. We have, by Schulhoff, about 22 works that are published, and these include the two string quartets. The one that we will be performing is the String Quartet No. 1, written in 1924, String Quartet No. 2, the year after, 1925, and it also includes music for violin and piano, two violin sonatas, one solo violin sonata, written in 27, and a duo for violin and cello, written in 1925. At this point, born in 1894, then we are looking at music that Schulhoff was composing when he was about 30 years old.
Ava Seki will be joining her three fellow members of the String Quartet in Residence at the MU School of Music, the Esterházy Quartet, on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage this Sunday, October the 8th at 7:30 p.m. You can find more details about that and all upcoming centennial year MU School of Music events.
Absolutely.
On their website, music.missouri.edu. Ava, thank you for making the trip across campus and for visiting today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.